A big agreement was made between the Loon River First Nation, Peerless Trout First Nation, Big Stone Cree Nation, and the government of Alberta to extend Highway 686 by 218 kilometers to link Peerless Lake to Fort McMurray. Devin Dreeshan, Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors, spoke at the conference and gave the rundown on what the agreement entailed.
I'm pleased to share that Alberta's government has signed an agreement with Loon River First Nation, Peerless Trout First Nation and Big Stone Cree Nation to work together to extend Highway 686 to connect Peerless Lake to Fort McMurray. And this includes a $2 million commitment from the government of Alberta to support the First Nations in coordination and advice, and that funding will go to these three nations, with an additional $5 million on pre-engineering work going forward. So a historic day and a great opportunity, a great connection here with the First Nations and the government of Alberta. And this project will create a new highway link in Northern Alberta by extending Highway 686 by 218 kilometers.
Dreeshan also talked about how the three First Nations will be involved with the project.
This agreement signed today will establish a committee that consists of representatives from the government of Alberta and the First Nations to review the proposed Highway 686 corridor location, engage with stakeholders, and to identify opportunities for communities along this new corridor. And the committee will also provide input on the delivery of the new Highway 686 corridor project, as well as paving work on the existing section of Highway 686 east of Highway 88 near Red Earth Creek and Peerless Lake.
Brian Jean, Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Northern Development, also spoke at the conference and was very happy that this project is being done.
Words are cheap, but actions speak louder than words, and this is a great, great step towards reconciliation in our province. This is actually us putting our money where our mouth is and making sure that we deliver on our promises. We're committed to economic reconciliation, and we're showing that this investment is going to go a long way to make sure that First Nations have greater ownership and control over their economic destinies. That means that you're going to lead the party. You're not going to just watch.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.